How to determine the time of marriage through astrology, in a sense? Determination of the time of marriage is a difficult task for an astrologer. The normal is when individual are aware of sexual instinct is 16 in the case of the males and 12 in the case of female. Till the beginning of the 20th century, girls were getting married before they attained puberty, that is before 10 or 12 years, and boys before 16 years. Promulgation of the Sharda Act in 1930 in India, however, legally prohibited such child marriages. Under this act of the boys below 18 and girls below 14 years could not get married. Nowadays, the marriage of boys below 21 and girls below 18 is prohibited under the law. The Child Marriage Restraint Act makes such marriages a punishable offense. A large number of yogas given in Brihat Prasara Parasara Hora indicating marriage in the 11th, the 13th or the 16th year have become defunct because child marriages are out of the social picture. Similarly, astrological aphorism that the native will have as many wives as the number of benefic planets tenanting or expecting the 7th house no longer holds true because polygamy is prohibited by the current Indian law. The aspect of marriage can be easily derived from the horoscope, where the marriage tendencies are shown. Before arriving at the time of marriage, one has to judge whether marriage itself is indicated. If marriage is not indicated in the erotics, no amount of good directions or transits or yogas in the solar return would bring about marriage. The following circumstances are from Parasara. When Mercury is in the second or the fourth from the Karaka ascendant, there is no possibility of marriage. The native will be a sannyasi. Mercury is one of the four marriage causing planets. Dharmasya Vimala Sthanam, that is, the spiritual fourth modifies his status in the maximum. When Upapada and its second sign are occupied or aspected by malefics, or the signs themselves are malefics, or when malefics are in the 12th thereof, there is no marriage possibility. Upapada is the 12th sign from Arudha Pada of any Bhava Chakra. Arudha Pada of a Bhava is calculated by counting the number of signs from the Bhava to the Bhava Lord and then adding the number of signs to the Bhava Lord occupied sign. When the 12th Arudha Pada or Arudha Pada itself, that is the 12th sign from Upapada, have malefic influences, we cannot expect marriage to take place. Dhuma in occupation of the 7th causes no marriage. Dhuma is one of the 5 invisible planets in Parasari astrology, called upagrahas by Mantreshwara. The exact position of Dhuma can be found by adding 4 signs and 13 degrees to the exact position of the sun in a horoscope. There is no marriage possibility if malefics occupy the 1st, the 7th and the 12th while the waning moon is positioned in the 5th or in any malefic sign. If the 2nd, 4th, 7th and the 12th houses and Venus are afflicted, devoid of benefic connections, the native will have no marriage. Venus and at least one of the luminaries, usually the moon, is aspected by Saturn, or one of them is so aspected and other is in the sign or constellation of Saturn. This should be judged both from the Rasi as well as from Navamsa charts. In 90% of cases, this rule has been found to hold good. The lord of the 7th, Venus, and the ascendant degree, being a barren sign, Gemini, Leo, Virgo, and Sagittarius. It is not necessary that all these indications should be present in a chart, but greater the number of afflictions, the less the probability of the marriage. Next, determine whether the native will marry early or late. Taking into consideration the present social factors, we can say that an early marriage takes place when the native is under 29 years and a late marriage when he is over 40. The indication for such marriage are given below. Early marriage takes place when the 7th house and its ruler are aspected by natural benefic planet, that is Jupiter, Venus, Mercury and full moon. The lord of the 7th and the Venus should be in the constellation of a benefic. Other important combinations are strong Venus associated with the lord of the ascendant. 2. The lord of the 7th and Venus occupying powerfully the 4th house. 3. The 7th lord and ascendant lord associated in a benefic sign. 4. The 1st, 2nd and 7th lords with the benefics are aspected by benefics. The moon for males in the 1st or the 3rd quadrants, that is from ascendant to the 3rd or the 7th to 9th. The sun for females similarly placed. Venus in the 7th